Welcome, everybody. Shia number 1588. We're learning today. Lila Nishmas Moshe, Dalif, Ben Rabbarin, Zisa, Lila Nishmas, Blima Basra Moshe, Rafu Shalem, Yaakov, Ben Sarish, Taka, Rafu Shalem, Psach, Shechel, Israel. Okay, we are, of course, in the halachas of Muksa. And in Muksa, we are working on the category of Chasarin Kis, Muksa Machmas Chasarin Kis. Now, we're going through right now a little bit the Sefer of Muksa, a practical guide to the halachas of Muksa from Rav Simcha Ben Kol. Like we mentioned last year, it's the importance of everybody to have these forum. You don't have to have all of them, but some of them, the Muksa forum of oil on the Lama Tes Malachas in English, simple guides on how to, one could guide themselves in cases of time of need. They have to look something up. I have a certain item. I have to look up. Is it Muksa? Is it not? Could I move in that? Yes, no. You look it up in the guide, in the index, 1, 2, 3, you have an answer. Not always could everybody get to a Rav, especially on Shabbos. There's no phone available. There's no WhatsApp. There's a person's in the middle of the night. There's nobody available. What are you going to do? Yeah, there's a certain issue of Muksa, how to work it. And so sometimes it gets a little complicated, so you could just simply look it up, and especially if it's in English, or Lashon Kodesh, whatever language a person speaks. So getting back to, on page 25, he's talking about, we spoke about last few shiur, in reference to Kelim Shemalachtam Laheter, things you're allowed to move, and whereby they would still be Muksa Machmas Chasarin Kis. We spoke about things in a person's store. I have a store. I'm selling my merchandise. Muksa Machmas Chasarin Kis. We spoke about things, items I want to return. I bought an article of clothing, right, that I definitely want to return. Sunday I'm going back to the store. So that would be Muksa Machmas Chasarin Kis. I don't want anything happening to it, right? Because if it gets ruined or something like that, it gets dirty, it gets whatever, or dishes or something like that, gets a scratch in it, the owner of the store won't take it back. So that would be chasar and kiss, but these are all things kelim shemalachdom leheter, as opposed to kelim shemalachdom leisr, like a camera, laptop, those type of things, which we understand can't be used during the week because of the isr, and on Shabbos also, and plus the fact that they're expensive. Okay, so we've been talking about that. What about food merchandise? Is the question now? What about food? How do we look at food, let's say? Food merchandise, it brings down a page, again, a page 25. Food merchandise is not Muksa Machmas Chasarin Kis, even if the owner does not intend to use the food. So that's an important point. Let's say I have food for whatever reason. Maybe it's, expensive food. Or maybe it's food I plan on using Tuesday. I'm making a certain simcha. You know, something along those lines possibly could be. I'm making a certain simcha on Tuesday and we're using the food and it's good food. I don't want anybody touching it because I need it for the simcha, this food, right? Whatever the food might be, this cake, let's say. So could I say that's Muksa Machmas Chasarin Kis? Food is edible on during the week and food is edible on Shabbos, obviously. Food merchandise, he says, is not Muksa Machmas Chasarin Kis, even if the owner does not intend to use the food. Like I set it aside for my simcha, right? Or not, I bedafka set it aside. I have this food, this cake, these cookies for the simcha. I don't want anybody eating it up on Shabbos. I need to make the bar mitzvah on Matzah Shabbos, Sunday night, I need these cookies, right, for the bar mitzvah. Nobody should touch it, so maybe it's chasarin kis. He says no. His food is vital. He says food is a very interesting point, how he brings down, Itaka brings it down from the Shulchan Aruch. Okay, he brings it down over there for Simon Shin Yud, Siv Beis. Very interesting. We'll get to that eventually, but just to read it, how he brings it down in the English section real quickly. Food is vital for one's life, and a person never totally abandons the possibility of partaking of it should the need arise. Let's say I need that food. I said cookies, but Lamaisa, it's food. I need those cookies. It comes up. I don't have dessert on Shabbos or whatever the case is, right? So I'll take those cookies possibly. Therefore, food does not become muksa. He said, very interesting. By the same, we'll try maybe next year, the upcoming shiur, we'll try and go through it inside in the Shulchan Aruch, but just real quickly to end off. Therefore, food does not become muksa. By the same token, even very expensive food, right? Merchandise, by the same token, even very expensive food, even very expensive food merchandise does not become muksa for the same reason. I have food merchandise, maybe even possibly that I'm going to sell lechayra according to this. We'll have to see how that works, but would not become muksa. These are very important things, how he brings it down. So the fact that the food is vital for one's life and a person never totally abandons their mind from it. You see, the point is by muksa, Again, what is muksa? Muksa means maksadaita, that they totally take their mind off of it. But by food, apparently people don't totally take their mind off of it, right? It's a very interesting thing. When I'm going to return something to the store, fine, I totally take my mind off of it, not using it. When it's something I'm going to sell, you know, merchandise itself, I never take my mind off it. But when it comes to food, it's a vital type of thing for somebody's life. So it's hard to say that somebody's maksadaita, as they say, they totally take their mind off of it. So therefore, the food does not become muksa. And even if it's expensive food, that's what he brings down. Because food gets consumed. Bottom line, food is getting consumed. But we'll try and see the inside next time. So, but the bottom line is, that's what he ends off, is that food merchandise is not muksa, machmas, chasar, and kis. And even if the owner does not intend to use it, that's the point. Even if the owner does not intend to use it. Thank you for listening. Aslach and Baruch and Kol Tov.